Welcome to episode 49, Building and Scaling Online Courses with Davey Gravy. Today I want to talk quickly about four things you should be focusing on if you started a company or side hustle or anything where you're trying to make money. One thing I've struggled a lot with is questioning myself on, you know, am I doing the right thing? Am I focusing on the right things? Am I wasting my time? Is this worth doing? You know, you always get those kind of questions that pop into your head. And I was, wasting time on Instagram one day. That would be a recommended thing maybe not to do. But I was listening to the Y Combinator Instagram account. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that, but Y Combinator, basically they fund different startup ideas. I think they've done things like Airbnb and they also, their kind of thing is they, I don't know if you'd call it an incubator, but they give money and they give advice and counsel and guidance. But I like listening to their stuff. You know, it's more geared at, you know, startups that are raising money and typically software-based startups. So not every piece of advice is 100% applicable, but, you know, general guidance-wise, it is. But they were saying, hey, what's a good use of a founder's time and what's a bad use of founder's time? I was interested in them answering this question. And they said, well, a bad use of a founder's time is all of the faux work stuff, like F-A-U-X. Like, it feels like work, but it's not actually work, right? One thing they recommend against is exhibiting at a ton of conferences, unless that's proven to be your number one way of acquiring customers. But, you know, I don't remember the exact examples they gave of stuff that feels like work, but maybe isn't. You know, a lot of meetings or thinking about stuff or, you know, I think some planning is good, but I can tend to almost overlearn, overplan. Oh, yeah, that's one thing they said, like getting advice, seeking out more and more advice is kind of people can waste time on. They never settle in and actually get to work. They're just like, okay, well, I need to do more research or do more advice. So here they gave three things, and for myself personally, as I'm using this little framework to evaluate my own stuff, I added one in. But their three were, number one, talk to potential customers. So like figure out, you know, once you know who you're trying to serve, talk to your customers. Make sure you're actually solving some type of problem for them or know what their problems actually are or how they like your stuff. Or, you know, they're the ones that are going to be paying for stuff. So talk to your end users, customers. Number two, actually build something, you know, so they're like, hey, get to coding, actually code something, code a product. So for me, that would be, all right, well, actually film some courses or film some workshops or create some type of product to sell. And then three, shocker, go actually sell something. You know, a lot of times you could get so busy and doing all the other stuff that you don't actually take the time to go and sell your product to someone. You don't actually get out there in the marketplace and say, hey, will you test out my thing and buy it and pay for it? So I added a fourth one in, and that would be get attention. Because, you know, selling can be done a lot of different ways, right? What are you going to do? Cold call people. There's inbound, outbound. There's so many different methods of selling. And it's just so much easier to sell if you have an audience and you have attention. So if I was going to pick the order to do it in, I would say probably number one, talk to people. So you figure out some problems. Number two, build something. Maybe don't spend a ton of time building something that's super expensive and time consuming, but build something that people can actually use and test. Number three, I would build attention next. And maybe you could try to concurrently build attention while you're doing some of the other stuff, but then focus on attention. And when I say attention, I mean like some type of audience. So an email list. Having some type of actual social media strategy where either the founder or some type of personality is representing the brand there, you know, being active on an email list, doing webinars, something where you're doing like a one-to-many approach, you know, having a YouTube channel, something where you have a one-to-many approach where you do something once and many people can see it. That just builds a lot more credibility. It's a lot easier to, when you do sell something, when people search for you, there's something to find. And it just gives you, you know, when you say, hey guys, anybody interested in doing this, join me and I'll talk about it and, you know, tell you, see if it makes sense for you to buy. And then you have a built-in list of people right there who already are familiar with you and gives you some warm leads. So I would go build some trust, get attention, number four. number three, and then number four, sell stuff. So as I'm thinking through what I'm doing with my time on a day-to-day basis, I'm like, all right, cool, which bucket am I working in? Like, which bucket am I spending time on? If it's not one of those four buckets, it's probably a waste of time. You know, me scrolling on social media, I don't think it falls in any of those buckets. Me creating content for social media, that does. And I'm sure at different stages of your company, you know, you want to spend maybe more time in a certain area, or depending on your staff, if you have a staff or whatever help you have, depending on their competencies, you know, maybe you can spend more or less time in a certain area. But if you're flying solo, think, am I A, talking to people? Like today, what am I doing? Am I out there talking to people that I want to make a product for or do some type of service for? Number two, am I actually building something for those people? And if it's a service-based thing, am I actually defining what services that I'm going to be offering, or am I working on those skills to provide those services better? Am I, number three, am I building something, right? Or number two, am I building something? Number three, am I doing something to get an audience, get attention? Number four, am I actually selling stuff? Which, if you can do all three of those first ones, and it doesn't really matter if you never sell. So you always got to sell. And selling doesn't have to be bad. It's just making an offer. Hey, here's what I've built. I think it's helpful for you. Do you want to buy it? And ultimately, if you've done your job right, if they buy your thing, they're going to be better off than what they paid you, right? So if I hypothetically pay 20 grand for a master's degree, which I'm doing right now, in for drones, uncrewed and autonomous systems, I've done the calculation in my head. All right, master's degree going to cost me 20 to 25 grand over 2 years, but what it's going to teach me, what it's going to give me credibility wise in some of the stuff I'm trying to do in academic space and you know, my kind of 10-year plan, I think it's going to create way more than $25,000 of enterprise value for my business over that time horizon. So I've decided to do it, right? So your customers, you got to help them make the same equation. Hey, if I hire Johnny for $1,000, what's going to be the timeline for me to see that return on me spending that money, right? Am I going to get that back? Is that going to be an exchange in my favor? So when you think about it that way, selling's not bad. You're actually helping them out. Unless you've got crappy products, then maybe you should go focus on that first before you try to start selling stuff. So those are my thoughts today. That's what I try to evaluate as I'm working throughout the day. What am I working on? Is this an attention thing? Is this a product thing? Is this a customer, I don't know, you call it customer research, but talking to my customers, or is this selling? Today, I'm working on a YouTube video. We're going to try to do one pretty good YouTube video per month. So I've already scripted everything out, and now it's just time to film today. So that's going to be an attention thing. We're trying to get attention, get some views on that, drive people back to our website, specifically to our email list, to some freebies we got, and then hopefully convert some of them who actually need what we have to offer. So that's the plan. That's what I'm working on today. About to meet some fellow entrepreneur buddies for lunch here at a barbecue place. I was just recording this on my way. But if you're out there, go forth and crush. If you ever want to ask me a question, feel free to hit me up on email, david@davidyoung.xyz. That's my email. All right, until next time.